This is KNKX News. You probably know that women programmers are especially in demand because the tech field is so male-dominated. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross introduces us to one group of women coders from a place you might not expect.
The women web developers live behind fences topped with razor wire and a series of heavy, locked gates. They're incarcerated at the Washington Correction Center for Women in Gig Harbor. It's not straightforward to learn a skill like web development behind bars. The state doesn't allow people who are incarcerated to go online.
The biggest fear and concern is always being able to get out into the internet and to contact victims.
Loretta Taylor is education administrator for the Washington Department of Corrections. Another concern, people inside might try to run some kind of online criminal enterprise. But there's a downside to this rule. It makes it hard to educate people in prison to get good jobs in, say, the tech industry. Sultana Shabazz is director of corrections education for Tacoma Community College. TCC runs classes here.
We work very hard to make sure they're getting equitable education in here. At the end of the day, without internet access, you can only take it so far.
TCC has found some workarounds so the women could write HTML code offline. But Shabazz says it's not easy.
We've been doing it for 3 years without internet access, which just involves a lot of work on behalf of instructors to kind of bring in things that actually work to teach those skill sets.
That's been the case up until very recently. A group of 10 women here were the first at any prison in the state to be allowed to use what's called secure internet. That means they could use a limited number of websites related to coding. They've just reached an important milestone.
Good morning and welcome. This is the Tacoma Community College 2019 commencement ceremony for web development.
In the visitation room, the mood is joyful. The women are wearing blue caps and gowns. They've just filed in to receive their certificates in web development. Felicia Dixon is one of the graduates and a commencement speaker.
Welcome, family, friends, faculty, and most importantly, our graduates.
Dixon says the women have all put in a lot of work to learn computer coding.
We were persistent about our education. We were persistent about our goals. Persistent about our future. Persistent about our success. But most importantly, we were persistent about ourselves because we have been doubted and counted out a lot.
The crimes that brought the women here include some that are very serious: identity theft, attempted murder, child molestation. But the women say they've been working on changing their lives, and this class is part of that. Dixon has been incarcerated since 2004.
There was no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, none of that prior to me coming here. So I've never texted. So it's a very different world I'm going into. And not only that, I'm going into the tech world on top of it.
Dixon says getting access to some websites made it easier to work on their class projects.
We can code and we can test it, and I can see what it actually will look like for a user to interact with the things that I'm doing.
Dixon has a web development internship lined up for when she moves to work release in a few months. Getting into the tech industry is also a goal for Christina Craddy.
So you're hoping to get a job in coding?
Oh, yes, yes. That's like my whole life is based off being able to get work in the IT field.
Craddy says she can't wait to get out and apply what she's learned to real life.
I want to be a better person than when I walked in these doors, and this program is amazing, and it's given me those tools that I need to get out and be better and not go back to the life that I knew before.
I'm so proud of her.
That's Christina Craddy's son, Spencer. His face is lit up with a big smile for his mom's accomplishment.
I think it's going to be great. There's going to be so many doors that she's going to be able to step into and so many opportunities for her. I'm so grateful for her. I love you.
The Department of Corrections says the goal is to open doors for people as they get out of prison so they can find good jobs. Now that this pilot program for secure internet is complete, the next step will be figuring out how and when to allow it in other prisons across the state. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.